Got my
delicious
sanitized Red Bull. I got my hand sanitizer. My hands are so chapped and dry.
You don't want that. You don't want little fissures on your hands.
Oh my god, I didn't know. And I'm jerking off. Oh god.
Wasn't my baptismal name, everybody. Let's just ignore that.
No, that's your Jewish name.
Exactly.
That's a really good plan. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's what you have to keep moisturizing.
I have this this Burt's Bees hand salve that I've been using.
That hippie. I don't know.
I love it. It smells so good. It's got
menthol
and lavender in it.
Yeah, I saw you online about it.
And then I just, when I go to sleep, I used to, not anymore, I just put my hands right up to my nose and just fall asleep to lavender goodness. But now I wrap my hands in garbage bags.
Yeah. So, COVID.
So, COVID.
That's fun.
Oh, here we are.
We're here together still because we're never apart.
No, I've moved
in. Yeah, we're like family, so don't worry. We don't know in the future. We may have to try a phone sesh.
Yep, some
That'll
remote
be an interesting
recording.
COVID crisis recording. Still fun, you guys.
Still keeping it light. Keeping it up.
Keeping it real. But, you know, we do hope that you're all keeping well and well-fed and safe.
Mm-hmm.
We're very disappointed about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to that.
I know.
It was a bummer.
It really was.
But we know those are just bodies rubbing against each other.
Yes, and sweaty bodies.
Yeah.
Just grubby paws touching everything.
Garbage
touching each other. Yeah.
So it had to be done.
Yeah,
and
no.
I get that.
And I respect the decision.
We'll hopefully see everybody next year.
We're
hoping for that.
Maybe Fan Expo, you know, we might be there,
but we won't
be podcasting there.
I doubt we'll be podcasting there, but
possibly
the next Comic-Con.
Yes,
that's what I'm hoping for.
2021.
Yes, that's going to be the one.
That's our year.
We'll get me there in hazmat suits, just like, hey, everybody. I think that's the weirdest thing about this, is we have no idea where it's going.
How long it's
going to
be.
How it's ending.
Yeah.
Who's going to make it? Who's the winner?
Yeah, is this the lottery? Is this God playing the lottery?
Yeah.
Sure, by Shirley Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is just wild. Like, we're both working at home, which is also surreal.
It's surreal, but also very grateful to still have a job.
Totally.
Like, it's rough out there. We both have a lot of artist friends who I know are really struggling right now.
Big struggle.
Yeah.
I actually this was depressing. Here's some depressing news. The TTC sent out an email that said you can cancel your 12-month renewal with no penalty. Because usually if you cancel in the middle, there's like a penalty.
Right.
And I did. Because where am I going?
Yeah, I mean,
I put some money on my Presto so I can go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
But I'm not using it every day like I was. And if you're not, it is not worth it.
Yeah.
I might need that money.
You're
I'm going to put that in my hoarding hole. People are hoarding toilet paper. I'm just hoarding cash everywhere.
Just cold hard cash.
For when the bomb drops.
Oh, yeah, because cash is still going to be king once the economy tanks.
But when I'm in the grave,
it'll
my change
warm.
On top of me. That's all I'm going to have. It's going to be great.
Oh.
So that's fun. We were actually thinking, when this first started and we knew Comic-Con was canceled, we were like, I think it was me. I was like, oh my God, we can do a whole episode about Contagion movies. And we were like, that's great.
Pandemics, fun.
Totally fun.
Super topical.
And then, literally 1 week later, Nancy was like, Jerrica, no. We have to change it. It's too dark. And you're right.
And because everything changed so fast in a week.
Oh.
Really. It just got too real.
I feel like it was Thursday the 12th.
Yeah.
And I was working that matinee.
Oh.
And that, On the intermission, right. We found out all the schools were closing, and let me tell you, things really kicked off.
People were in great spirits.
People were freaking the fuck out, and by the next day, we canceled the shows.
Yes.
Speaking of ballet! We have an affinity for the dance.
Yes. Yes, we do.
So we thought, how about some dance movies? It's not really sci-fi, except one's kind of an entry thing. But we thought that would be kind of fun to go into.
Yeah.
And look at some of our favorites, and also just enjoy them. We haven't seen them for a while.
Exactly.
None of these are new, because these don't really happen anymore.
These kind of dance movies, no.
Yeah, I mean the full story.
Yeah.
Like fantasy of dance. I feel like it goes a little more doc now. Like here's a documentary about a dance company or a dancing queen, let's say, if you want the cheese. Oh, there's one we didn't do. I both can't sit through that again.
But there's like, I think the last one was probably Step Up that I can really remember being like, a big dance movie.
Never saw it.
No, it's not great. But, you know, it gave us Channing Tatum, which we are all grateful
for.
Yeah,
and that really good Sierra song. There's usually a song. There should be a song.
There's all these, like, direct-to-DVD, like, Step Up to the Streets. And, like, Bring It On 5. Bring It Harder.
To Walmart.
Bring it to Walmart.
That's where it's getting purchased.
The dance movie craze, there was a big boom in the early aughts. with Last Dance and Honey and Center Stage and a whole bunch of them that kind of came out around the same time.
Yeah, it's hard to make it happen without some cheese that isn't very in vogue right now.
There's always, there's such a formula to dance movies. It's an outsider or an underdog who's stuck in a literal place they don't want to be in. And if I can only get out of Mississippi, I'll make it big. And, you know, then they over... Yep, there's always, like, a dirty, gross boyfriend or girlfriend. It's, like, trying to keep them there. And you'll never make it out there. You've got too big for your britches. And then they have a big revelation. There's a dance. And they go, oh, that shit's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then they make it to Juilliard. It's
that easy. That's exactly how easy it is in real life.
Yes. As someone who auditioned for Juilliard and got told a hard no, thanks.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For dance?
No. Could you imagine?
This is my dabbing technique. You're like, oh.
Do you want to see my Irish dancing?
What's the first choice?
Chorus Line.
It's the only song in the whole show.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else.
Okay.
So we've got two movies from 1985 and two movies from 2000. Kind of works like that.
Yeah, not on purpose.
Totally not on purpose.
But it is like, the two crazes.
And our generations.
That's right.
It's amazing.
It's the two crazes of dance movies. Chorus Line, 1985.
It's...
What?
It's so 80s. It's the most 80s thing.
Well, it's almost pre. Like, it's the first fantasy of the 80s.
Yes.
I did see this as a kid, and I literally forgotten 95%. Like, it's not memorable.
But, okay.
To me, when I watched it, I was just like, this is a little dusty. It doesn't quite all hold up.
No.
But it's interesting as a piece.
It is. So it started in the 70s as a musical. And
yeah, that's what reads to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to say, like, this thing was a smash hit, like, that's an understatement. This thing blew up. It was huge. It had the longest running record until Cats came along and broke it. It was created by Michael Bennett, who is a director of theater, really well renowned, and he gathered all these dancers in his house one night, and just had a conversation about like why we dance, why we do what we do, why we put ourselves through this pretty unforgiving business.
Yeah,
and they talked, and then he used that to create the movie or musical, which was then adapted into this movie. Yeah, there's some great parts to the movie. Like, what are some parts of it that you really did enjoy?
I enjoy... I did enjoy some of the monologues of the little bit stronger people, mm-hmm. like the old 30-year-old lady. She's very strong. A couple of the women are pretty memorable and pretty strong. One of the blondes, the sort of funny-looking blonde, and the really good-looking blonde that was supposed to have fake tits, even though they're tiny little tits. That's interesting, too. I just think that they didn't try hard enough bringing it from stage to screen. Like, you're almost watching it on stage. Like, almost. It's all done in the theater.
Well,
there's no outside... Like, even when they're talking about their life, like, could we have had some flashbacks? Could we have done something to get us out of that space?
Interesting.
Because what I heard was this... Only I will think this is funny. I thought, this is like watching a screen adaptation of Michael Shirtless Audition. It's just like, let's make this a film. It's old. It's sexist. It has some questionable advice.
Yes, yes.
And, it has Michael Douglas, which who isn't an audition, but he might as
well. I mean, he's...
You guys, can anybody hear me real? Talk about real stuff. I'm like, these guys all went to Sheridan. They can't talk about real stuff. What the hell?
It's, he really amps up the asshole meter for Zach.
It's hilarious. I loved it.
Immediately after I watched, there's a real shitty recording of the original cast
on
Broadway. The audio is great, but, like, it's so gritty. They're just kind of just like, there's Kelly Bishop and, like,
missed.
Yeah. And it's a lot better.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Because it's more stylized, if that's possible. Like, this thing's got some style to it, but it's not consistent, and it's not, it doesn't, like, commit to it.
Yeah.
In that same way.
The director's somebody big, too.
It's Richard Attenborough.
He didn't have a grip on it, I don't think.
No. Michael Douglas is later said that this was not a highlight of either of their careers.
I mean, I thought Douglas tried to... he has a presence, at least.
Yep.
But I don't know. It was like, I didn't quite buy what he was selling. Again, I felt like he was doing a copy of a director of that, like almost a cartoon version.
Yeah.
And I had no sympathy for that woman who was crashing the auditions.
Cassie,
I hated her.
Dear God, I
hated her.
That part, that storyline, like, is the worst part of the whole thing to me.
Because it's tough.
It's not in the musical, and it just keeps cutting back to her, like, hanging around the theater, being like, God, remember when I was a famous dancer and I was boning Zach?
Yeah, now I'm gonna fuck up one of these other girls and get into the show.
Yeah.
Even though, like, that's it, you're watching it, we're watching it as people who worked in this business and be like, get this woman the fuck out of here right now.
This is for chorus, it's not for you.
But this is the only place there is for me. Oh, Zach, I'm a gypsy. I never had an apartment in my life that wasn't a sublet. All I know how to do is to point my toes and leap. Zach, I'm a dancer. That's who I am. What I do. Oh,
Cassie.
I am a dancer.
It's frustrating, and... is not in the original
musical. It wasn't
musical.
Needed.
Doesn't need to be there. No. Doesn't need to be there. In it, she shows up, and then you just kind of get these flashes of, like, oh, they know each other. Oh, there's tension there. But she's there for the whole thing. Like, she doesn't miss the audition, and then she'll be like, put me in your fucking show, I need a job.
Yeah, and she wasn't even supposed to be auditioning.
No.
That's what I got from the film, anyway. Like, it wasn't like she was on the list, and then she was late. She wasn't on the fucking list. She was just like, Zach, put me in the show. And he was like, and he yells at her. He's kind of mean, like, abusive boyfriend. And then she's like, but what I did for love. And I'm like, oh, thanks for wrecking this song.
And she doesn't sing that song in the musical.
No,
that's not her fucking song.
I know, but I didn't remember that about the film. I was too young when I saw it.
No, fair,
But I was just like, oh, this is fucked.
Dear God. The source material is better than the sum of the movie's
parts. Big time,
like, it's...
They needed to work harder and be more creative in moving it to a screen instead of just being, let's just try to do this, like, on stage, in a theater... No change of time or place. Like, maybe we should have gone to a callback day where there's less people. Maybe, yeah. Like, and seeing them in the street and seeing one of them at their place or see, like, I don't something. Know. Like, they had to break out of that theater to make it a movie.
And it's set up like they all have these monologues and songs. Take it out. Take it somewhere. You're right. Like, put them in a different environment. Put them in some fucking fantasy world. I don't know, but, like, don't just be like, and then the lights dim. You can do so much more than that. That's the thing about film. Like,
that's why I thought that Attenborough was, like, lazy. I know it's not all his fault, but, it, well, like, you have input conceived. As the director. You can be like, okay, we're just reblocking this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be at, you know, Perez's. I don't even know any of their names. Oh, what did I write to? I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to be real this time. I'm the cocky one. I'm the black one. Like, you're just like, what? It's like, one of the guys literally says, and I'm black. I'm like, I saw. What?
It's really weird. I don't know if it was a bad line reading. It didn't work better in the musical.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a joke, but I was just like, nope.
He's too earnest about it. It's like...
Yeah, he's like, he's saying it so you'll know.
We know.
It's awkward.
It's good for you.
Yeah, and he actually is one of the, I thought, one of the more talented in the dance department in the band. They kind of made him a bit of a clown, which I was a little uncomfortable with, too. I mean, it's old. It's a little racist.
Yes.
I feel like they're like, it's good that he's even in here. And I'm like, stop patting yourself on the back there, Attenborough. Like, the way he jumps into the guy's arms and stuff as a joke.
Yeah,
that guy, Terrence...
Terrence Mann.
Oh my God. When I saw that was him, I was like, yes.
What? Okay, so what do you know him from? What's...
The most recent thing I've seen him in was like the psycho bad guy in Sense8, who was like...
That was him! Oh my God.
He's in everything. Oh, he's one of these character guys. You're like, who's that guy from? And he's in like fucking Chucky and like all of these crazy movies, right?
Leprechaun
4. Oh, Leprechaun. That's the ones you... But I actually thought he was one of the best things in it.
He was good. Yeah, he's
like
a good actor.
He had his character. He knew what he was supposed to do.
He was
did the dancing.
Wasn't a dick. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure. I guess he was like the assistant choreographer or something. Maybe
the dance
he was
captain.
Like showing them what to do and when to do it and stuff. Yeah. It also made me think of Fame.
Yes. Oh,
I was getting big crossover vibes. Like the 80s loved this fantasy of an audition, and I feel like it put into a lot of people, like my age and older, people's heads about what not to do. Like, you should crash an audition. It makes you special, and you should break all the fucking rules. It is like, don't do that. People fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
And you will be tossed out on your ass.
Yeah.
Not given a part. like right here.
Hired of one of eight people in the... Yeah. I really liked it as a kid because it was one of the
first... So did
first,
I enjoyed it.
...movie musicals that I saw. And, oh, wow, the dancing. And there's, you know, a lot of spectacle to it. And rewatching it, like, I really like Sheila, the older woman.
Yes, Captain Janeway. Not Captain, she was Captain Janeway. I was like, don't cut Captain Janeway.
A more well-rounded character.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
In the musical,
she gets more writing.
Yeah, in the musical, they are, again, more rounded. Like, there's more to it. But in this, they really did keep a lot of the substance of her character there. Especially at the end when, as they go on, they start sort of letting their walls down, being more real. And she says she's got a daughter, and God help her if she's a dancer. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is shit.
Yeah. I think she's really strong. One interesting thing that I did want to bring up about this was that it's kind of similar to what we were talking with Paris is Burning, in that these are actual dancers' stories, and they sold them to Michael Bennett for $1 for the chance to be in the thing, you know? And then when he started doing workshops, he would make them audition, and not all of them
made
were cast.
It.
Yeah,
that's
know,
the kindness of show business.
You sell your life rights away for $1. And in retrospect, I think he's tried to, at least with the original musical, give them some royalties from it. But any subsequent production or revival, they're not credited. It's a really contentious thing, and there's a story about, like,
not great.
One night Kelly Bishop walked off stage and she never danced again. And, like, who knows if that's actually true, but yeah, she's... Did you ever watch Gilmore Girls?
Not a lot. I've seen it, but
she's,
I don't know. I know who she is.
She's the grandmother. She's Emily Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so she played Sheila in the original production.
Okay.
That's actually her story.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, as soon as you're taking people's stories and they're like, oh, this will just be some fringe thing, and then it turns into a fucking Cats level musical. You have a problem.
That's raking in cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, they didn't sign any fucking agreements, because actors always do this for some reason, right? Because they want to get into something.
Well, they did sign something, and they stripped them of any kind of...
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, I see. To sign something to say, I get something if this ever goes anywhere, because this is my intellectual property.
Yeah.
See, we're also conditioned to think everything's going to be a failure.
Yes.
And that's the problem. It's just like, be careful.
Yeah, and you have to remember, these are dancers as well. They're in an even more precarious situation than theater artists.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I hate his auditions, but goddamn, he's talented.
Why is he so talented?
Fuck, that's such a shitty narrative of like allowing men to be fucking dicks.
That's right. That goes through most of these films, but spoiler alert.
It does, yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I think every single... Like... Maybe except for our little English boy, I think all of them
did
that, yeah. But there's a lot of shitty men in that one, too,
so... Yeah, and I mean, really, there's only one woman in that whole thing, and a fucking horny little girl who races me out.
Oh, I love her. We'll get to her.
We'll get to it.
Well, actually, it's next on our list.
It's coming right up, so yeah... I mean, I think it doesn't hurt to watch it.
It's fine.
Feel long? Yes.
Yeah,
is it?
Drags.
No.
It doesn't.
You'll be shocked how short it is, and yet you'll be like, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, I'd be like, check out some of the numbers first. Like, Nothing is a lot of fun. I really like that number. What I Did for Love, beautiful song.
It's a great
gorgeous
song.
Gorgeous gowns.
Yeah.
Check out
the have a wonderful memory of, this was my own dance school.
Mm-hmm.
We were a Royal Academy dance school, okay, and we would do, every like 3 years, we'd do a concert, like a big show thing, and it was a big production, a lot of money, and the highest level contemporary kids who were like 17, 18, did a fucking show-stopping number that I think is a better number than what is in the film.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It was stunting. Like, it was full stunts. I thought their costumes were, those costumes in the movie were a little ruffly. I was like, that doesn't fit properly.
No.
That was disappointing, because I was really looking forward to that number.
Yeah.
And I didn't love it that much, but I'll tell you, Miss Long, Cambridge.
She does it right.
She nailed it.
Come on, Miss Long.
What's wrong with Bonnie?
What's wrong with Bally?
It's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
I used to go to Bally.
See?
Aye, for your nana. For girls. Not for lads, Billy. Lads do football or boxing or wrestling. Not friggin' Bally.
What, lads do wrestling?
Traveling forward in time.
And across the ocean.
Across the ocean.
To Northern England.
Some gross, gross people living in poverty in the 1980s.
Yeah.
It's 1984.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When the movie begins.
Yeah.
Little Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot.
He's having a rough life. Mom's dead.
Yeah, mom's dead.
Dad and older brother just totally
emotionally unavailable.
Dicks.
Don't really give a shit about him except for giving him his 50 pence for boxing class.
For the boxing. And Nana, who's lost her mind.
Yes.
Losing her mind.
Yes.
She's got Alzheimer's.
Former dancer who is barely there.
Yeah. Former amateur dancer.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could have been professional.
Could have been a professional.
Yeah.
And there's a big union strike for the mine workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so dad and brother are on strike. And it's a very precarious situation in town. There's all these cops with their riot gear and all of this shit. It's exactly what you... It's the whole sphere.
Yeah. Tensions are high in the town.
Yeah.
Things are tight money-wise.
Yeah.
And then Billy discovers dance.
The ballet. Because there's little girls having a ballet class while he's supposed to be doing boxing.
Yeah.
Which he fucking blows at. Even though you can see he's strong. He's a strong little guy.
Yeah.
But he's terrible.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like it. He doesn't want to do it. But
yeah.
That's all he has as a choice. And he ends up like sneaking the ballet lessons.
Yeah. Because they're at the same time.
Same like gym community
center
area.
Yeah. So he just sort of slips into brilliant Julie Walters.
The girly class.
Ballet class.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I still really enjoyed it.
It's so good.
I thought it was great. I mean, it's not heavy going, really. No. I mean, it is emotionally touching and stuff, but yeah. it's not the crying game or anything like that. And it's still great. It holds up like it could almost be new.
Yeah, it really does. It's so well made.
Yeah.
The writing is excellent.
Oh yeah.
Like there's just some it really runs the gamut of I was pissing myself laughing and then sobbing. Yeah. In the bath.
I think it's a great skill to when you're writing and it's actually more minimal.
Yeah.
And they let the actors do some work.
Yes.
Rather than over explaining every moment, which is, I think, is very weak writing, but it happens a lot.
A lot. Yeah, trusting the actors and letting the moments breathe and be discovered through the players and not hammering it.
And
especially with dance movies, like a lot of it's just shoved right in your face, down your throat, and out your asshole. Like, it's not subtle. It's not a subtle genre.
No, and I think the best ones, like this one and one of our other older ones,
mm-hmm.
what you want to do is it's not a dance movie. It's a movie about dancers.
Yes.
In different life situations.
Yes. Exactly.
And I think that helps give it a little substance.
Agreed.
Rather than it's just like, I'm going in there and I'm going to nail it. And it's just, after a while, it's just like it's eating in on itself.
Yeah. And it again, they all have that same, like, just formulaic plot.
Yeah.
And these ones are the ones that kind of break it or play with it or just serve it in a new way.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, being a little boy who was discovering his love of dance while living in Ireland during the Troubles, I related!
Of course.
Like, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And when I watched it, a lot of things kind of came back. The first time I saw it, I was, like, still in the closet.
PTSD.
I wasn't, like, a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah, all right. And watching it with my parents and being like, oh, it kind of reminds me of you. I'm not gay! And, like,
yeah.
Neither was he. But, you know, he's got his little friend.
Well, there's a question
there's
mark
a question.
There, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they answered either way. He's
no.
saying that because that's what you say.
I know. But I also like that, I don't know, yeah.
They leave it up in the air.
They leave it up in the air, and it wasn't, his struggle with coming out as a dancer wasn't equated to his struggle of coming out sexually. And I did kind of get the feeling at the end that, yeah, maybe he was.
Honey, you're not in Michael Bourne's Swan Lake and straight, okay? Like, spoiler alert, but
yeah.
The ending,
oh,
they
beautiful.
Made the
so
ending
beautiful.
Coincide with the year of Michael Bourne's Swan Lake, which is this Swan Lake that was done with all men.
Yeah.
As the swans. And it was as gay as fuck. Like, it was beyond gay. So I'm thinking...
Probably. Yeah.
But I think what they were trying to say, too, is that some kids, you can't just decide as an 11 or 12 year old that you're gay or straight.
No.
You shouldn't have to.
No.
I think that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Like, he was like a child in a lot of ways.
Oh,
he wasn't
yeah.
like
prepubescent.
Yeah,
like,
he
just...
wasn't as mature as his friend.
No, his friend,
you know?
Yeah. Little Michael was
yeah.
real sweet. I like
yeah.
him. I liked him a lot.
I love seeing them at the end. That's
yeah.
so great.
Yeah.
So good.
But finding your creative.
Yes.
Like, coming out as an artist, essentially. You
exactly
know, which
right.
is hard, and again, it's these circumstances that he's in, this family with a lot of toxic masculinity, a lot of men don't dance, men
and
don't do ballet.
In danger of going over that cliff.
Yeah.
Like, they should, you know, that he goes to the audition, he gets drunk, he pops a kid for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And you think he is going to go like them? Like that, he's going to be like one of these guys.
Yep.
And
yep.
you know, he's got to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I don't, listen, I'm not saying dance school is the best escape, but sometimes it's an escape. It's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dance school is fucking rough.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, what other chance does a kid like this have to leave that environment?
Yeah, otherwise he's just going to end up in the mine.
Total,
like
100%.
His...
That's all that there is.
Yeah.
And I like how the movie does drive that home, too, without explicitly saying that. But you get it loud and clear.
Yeah.
Just like, somebody get this kid out of here.
Yeah.
Right. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I totally buy the turnaround with the dad. I don't know. It's a bit the story. Maybe the actor's a little stiff. I'm not... I mean, the brother's definitely a little stiff.
Yeah.
It's hard to play a part like that.
Yeah, there's not much to
it. And make it sympathetic.
Absolutely.
You do start to feel badly for the dad, but I feel like it's just the script goes that way, and you have to. I didn't feel a thing with the... I feel like... Sorry, this guy, he was fine.
He's fine.
But I feel like a great actor, you'd feel sorry for him even when he was being a pig, and I didn't.
No, you would have seen things
you'd
planted
see
throughout.
Yeah.
If it was like Michael Stuhlbarg or like, yeah, someone, yeah. You would see these things throughout that would make that turn devastating. And also just, you buy it a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a great little BBC, little cheapo movie. It's
yeah.
very enjoyable.
Yeah, and like that scene, Julie Walters, I will watch anything with Julie
yeah.
Walters. She's amazing. And the scene where he gives her the letter from his mom when they're in the boxing ring and she breathes, it's just, oh. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good. Check it out. I highly recommend.
Yeah, the kid's fabulous.
Jimmy Bell, yeah.
Still acting
and
to this
still
day.
A great actor.
Yeah.
Directed by Stephen Daldry, we should say.
Nice job, Stephen.
Good job, Stevie.
Smooth. That's you gotta trust your actors. It helps you cast good actors.
Yeah.
Mostly pick the right people.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
That's what they say, 95% of good directing is good casting.
Okay.
Which is a problem in our next movie.
What's your name, dear?
Jodie Sawyer.
You need to concentrate on your turnout.
Does that help?
Probably not, but it doesn't hurt. How'd you end up a dancer anyway, Charlie?
You meet better looking girls in the dance world.
She's so good.
Yeah, just ask her.
You're not like most of the girls here. Your technique is nowhere near where it should be.
What, you went to a special bitch academy or something?
Jodie's helpless. She'll never make it.
You understand what I'm saying? Use what you have.
We all heard you. You don't have to speak to her like that.
This is my classroom.
Are you kicking me out?
I want you to really think if this is the right place for you.
How come you're not seeing someone?
I see someone. She doesn't know I see her, but I see her.
This movie I had never seen before. But I was interested to see it because I feel like I just avoided it all these years.
Uh-huh.
And look what I was avoiding.
That's been waiting for you. Chef's kiss. Just
oh my God.
Delicatessen. Just delicious filmmaker.
Just
pinnacle dance movie.
It is dancey.
Yeah.
That was the most enjoyment I had was not all of the dancing, but most of the dancing.
Yeah.
Was good because what they did, well, maybe you'd like to start. You go ahead.
It's, well, we're talking about Miss Center Stage.
L'Estage Centre. Do any of these kids know what French is or what any ballet is? Not really. But somehow they can dance it.
Yep. So 2000, again, same year as Billy Elliot, directed by Nicholas Heitner.
What a...
I know. Total parallel opposite.
It's like Star Trek Mirror Mirror or something.
Yeah.
It's like good Kirk, evil Kirk.
What?
Yeah. Let this movie be about selfishness and women hating women. Yes! Fine for men's attention!
That's the only thing that matters.
I'm a star now. Okay. Give me a rundown.
So Jodie Sawyer, she's a young girl from some American town. And she got into the American Ballet Academy.
Yeah.
And she goes and her parents are like, I don't know, you can go to college. And but she says, no, I want to be a dancer. But she doesn't have the right feet and the wrong body type. And so... Which is explicitly told to her.
Let me just say, there's two people for this American Ballet. I wonder if American Ballet Theater must have cooperated with this, because I wouldn't have.
No,
because
it's American Ballet Company. So
yes.
They changed it, because I'm sure they were like,
no,
ma'am.
But they're watching the audition, so it's a group of girls, which
yeah.
is, by the way, I don't know what Billy Elliot was doing, but they always do have kids in groups. They wanted to make it more dramatic for
yeah.
him by himself. And they're like, this girl, her turnout's bad, her technique's bad, but look at her.
Look at
Let
her.
Me tell you, that would never happen. At a ballet school audition, they don't care if you're a supermodel. If your feet and turnout are fucked, you're not getting in.
I think
so there's
yeah.
the first flag. It's just telling girls what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You're
gorgeous.
You're a special little princess. So she gets in. This little corn-fed, little chubby-faced blonde.
Yeah, gets in.
With the chiclet teeth. Gets in. She looks like, literally, if I was what, as, I'll tell you, I went to pre-elementary in ballet. Mm-hmm. So that's just a point work. Next one's elementary that's going toward, like, school and stuff. Okay. I stopped, right? I was too tall, too good. But I'm looking at the room full, and I'm just like, not that one. And that's the star. I was like, LOL, what?
Oh, she ain't it. Oh, she's it.
She's not it. She didn't even have the body.
It's funny because
she's not heavy.
No,
she just
no.
does not have the body shape that you want.
Then but they tell her like, that repeatedly throughout the movie, which is
her,
probably
look at her little flat, fat face.
I think it's like she was supposed to be just so alluring and charming, like you just couldn't take your eyes off her. And
but
like,
she's not.
She not quite.
But that's a casting problem. Right
there. That was a casting. It must have been tough for this because they did need people who could legitimately dance. And could also kind of act. And they went more on the side of, okay, we're going to get mostly people who can kind of act, and then we're going to get a couple that can really act.
Yeah.
Like, they lucked out with Zoe Saldana.
But she looks like a dancer. Look how strong she is.
Yeah. Yeah, because she really can, like.
Yeah, but and she could, fortunately. And then, you know, poor old Ethan. And I mean, what's his last name? I always forget. Ethan Stiefel.
Yeah.
He's a famous ballerina. Like, yeah. I knew who he... As soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, that guy.
Oh,
I didn't
know
who he is. Oh, honey. Well, they got the dancing because he had to legit... He couldn't be covered by a stunt dancer.
And had to do multiple...
And he's very talented.
He's like, a beautiful dancer.
But there's no understanding. And they made him play a complete douche.
Yeah.
So it's... You're saying not only do you have to act, you have to be like sort of the villain.
Which is tough because, again, as we just said, you know, you want someone who can lift that, who can give an empathetic edge, and he gives barely a line reading.
It's kind of flatlined. Yeah, it's hard.
It's really rough.
I felt bad for him, to be honest. I mean, I know, he's a white guy who's in a movie, whatever, but I don't feel like he was coached particularly well either. Who knows?
But I also think, you know, with someone who has barely done that kind of acting before, where do you start? Like,
I know.
You know, it's the director, I don't know, but
I get maybe it's just like that's as good as it's gonna get. And listen, she's not much better.
No.
That girl, who the hell's that?
Amanda Schull, and she actually
she's an actor.
Retired from dance to continue acting.
Well, she's not much better at all.
I would say she is better. I would say she makes him look
a little better.
A little better. But,
yeah.
You know, she's...
But she didn't bring... She needed, like, a real, like, panache, like a presence
and
to
she was,
make up for this so-called lack of dancing. You needed to be like, whoa, who's that bitch?
Yes.
And she looked like anybody. She looked like this little corn-fed, blonde...
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was...
Zoe should have been the star of the fucking movie.
She should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except she was Eva Rodriguez, described as angry and with a bad attitude.
Angry black lady.
That's it. Yeah. That's all she's got.
Yeah. But she elevated that.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's one of the best parts of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Also, the female teacher is an excellent actress.
Is that Donna Murphy?
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah,
she was really
too.
Great.
These a few people tried. Oh, no, like this. It's so flying.
Yeah.
Flying into the sky.
I know.
Yeah.
But there's just something undeniably enjoyable about
it
for me.
Is there?
Oh my God. So when the year it came out, my sister got this movie for Christmas.
Okay.
And so we watched it one night, and I was like, oh, okay.
You're right.
Like, that dance is a lot.
I'm not gay, but
the soundtrack's
this movie's
great.
Amazing.
You can tell it's trading out because they just love those hot girls. The soundtrack's amazing, and then every night for the next week, she was like, we're watching Center Stage, and I was like, oh, Sarah, like, I want to watch Daredevil, like, come on. Secretly
like,
inside, I was like, yeah, put it on, press play.
Okay, I think for every one of these movies, and the next one too, I have a recast suggestion.
Oh, great.
I would like the artistic director of the guy...
Peter Gallagher.
I would like that to be Kyle MacLachlan, please.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that have been fun? Like,
that's so
this guy's like the most boring Like, he did not do a good job either.
He's the same in everything he does.
He's always this boring dad.
Yeah.
But you were supposed to get this sort of, like, arrogant, like, showboating, like...
Yeah, again, they're always like, he's terrible, but God, that ballet's so good.
He didn't do anything.
No.
He was just sort of mildly bored with all of them.
He just kind of flatlined. And then he had one scene where he was like, what are you doing, Maureen? You're gonna be on stage in 1 month! And she's like, I'm throwing up every second! I love Maureen, too.
She's actually pretty good.
She is!
I'm the best
goddamn dancer in the American Ballet Academy. Who the hell are you?
She had more of a presence thing, too. Like, she could have been that lead.
Yeah, she could.
And
LeBlanc
could have been the asshole.
She's the one with the technique. that's her trait.
She's
the one with the technique. You didn't have the feet, and I don't have the heart. Ah, Maureen, you're killing me.
Oh, my God. Well, this is how...
The script is so good.
Yeah, this is how dancers really talk,
guys.
Yeah. It's not total bullshit. And also, if you're... Even if you fucking suck at ballet, if you're a special little princess and you fuck the right guy, you are gonna be a star. That's what I got out of it. I was like...
Well...
Wow, 2000.
Real good value system.
Yeah, excellent value system.
Yeah.
I mean, at least she didn't make it into the fucking American company. Because that would have killed me. And Zoe did by a miracle.
Which was, like, wildly unprofessional. Would never have worked if she just took over this girl's role without rehearsing
with
her partner at all.
There's so many ballet stories about that, about this the wrong one going on at the last minute, becoming a star.
Really?
So it was in Sweet Valley High. It's in all of these things.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she goes full Sutton Foster. She comes in at the last minute, scores it, becomes a huge star.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Cooper's ballet at the end is fucking wild. He comes out in a motorcycle.
So bad, you guys. Like, guys, I so preferred the quote, the boring ballet. Because at least it had technique, and it didn't go into fantasy land where costumes are just changing in a shot. I was like, how did that just happen? What?
Where, how
did
her
Not the way
hair...
you make me feel. And I love MJ, but don't do it. It's 2000. Nobody thinks that's cool right now. What the fuck?
It was, and then the R&B.
White people dancing to Michael Jackson. Look how cool we are, you guys. Like, guys, that was out like 13 years ago.
Yeah, it's rough.
What the hell? There's a couple parts of it that I thought, well, that was okay. Mm-hmm. That was okay. The rest of it, I was like, Cooper, this is El Garbajo.
It's full porn in the middle. What? Why? Then there's this non-dance scene where she's like, there's just people walking in the back and it's New York City and she's sad. And then Charlie dances at her. And then
so
all of a sudden she's in like this entirely different getup.
Yeah, and it, like it's not a change.
Dancing
it's
to Jamiroquai. It's like, what?
Jamiroquai. Because the song's about dancing. And they play almost the whole song. I was like, this is never going to be over.
It's so long. It's so long. It's a full ballet.
It's like 50 minutes of dancing. That could have been a lot better. Like, that thing should, like, if they wanted me to think that guy was good... That thing should have been fucking, like, Angel's Atlas. You know what I mean? Like, it should have been something in a... That was our company. We just did it. It was awesome.
It didn't have
to be that, but it had to be, like, actually innovative. And I found the dance moves were boring.
Very boring. And not that
skillful.
No.
Like, I'm like, you still have to work some classical ballet into this, like, even if it's modern. But it was just, like, fucking step all changing and flipping all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's watch her fouette for 2 minutes straight.
Oh, my Jesus. I was like, what is going on? And I love when the audience is like, what? We're scandalized. In the end, they're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
This white man's a genius. And you're like, yeah, he knows.
MacArthur Grant.
Yeah.
Give him his own company. And they do.
Yeah, they give him a company. The Cooper Dance Collective, or whatever it's called, with her on the poster, because she... Don't offer it to me, because...
I don't think I'll have the strength to say no.
I won't be able to say... Oh, he's not offering it, honey.
And
don't
if you're
worry.
Not, I don't want to hear it.
Who gets to dictate the terms their contract at a place?
evaluation.
Literally blowing my lid watching this movie. I'm like, what?
Could you imagine, like, them two that day being like, very chill. So like the one we expected to be the prima ballerina quit 2 hours ago. Right. Now we're taking Eva, who we for sure weren't going to give a spot to, and then Jody just said no when we didn't even offer it.
When we were going to tell her to get the fuck out of here, chubby face. How about that, fucky feet? Get out.
Fucky feet. Like, oh my god.
Butter toes or what? I don't know. I don't know, but it was kind of fun in a horrific way.
Yeah, yeah.
I did like some of the interaction with like Maureen being a bitch. Like Maureen was my hero.
Maureen's great. Yeah.
Like when he's like, "Are you throwing up?" She's like, "How about you fuck the fuck off, motherfucker?" I was like, "Yeah."
You're in med school. What do you know?
Exactly. Like, I agree. Listen, imitation Ben Affleck, you can't tell me what to do.
Who was actually one of the better actors in the movie. He was pretty
fine.
Good.
He was fine. He had, again, he got to be the nice guy. Because
he didn't have to dance.
So it's not very challenging. Yeah, and he didn't have to dance so they could hire, you know, an actor. Woof, you guys.
Oh, and Charlie. Oh, he was fucking rough, too.
Which one was that?
That's the thing. I never remember his name. He's the boyfriend, the brunette, who's like...
Oh, the other dancer.
Just dance how you feel.
Oh, how about the other guy? Hi, girls, I'm a fag. We're going to be best friends forever on the first fucking day of school. I was like, this is embarrassing.
Just throw the whole DVD out.
Yeah.
Well, should we move on then? From center stage.
From center stage to icy Russia.
Welcome home, Nikolai.
Listen, man, I'm not your servant and I'm not your babysitter.
Brings up an interesting point. What exactly are you?
It's a very generous offer, and I think that it's one that you're not in a position to refuse.
You're being used. They're trying to kill you.
I'm not a hero. I'm just a dancer.
White knights are your knights. White.
These white knights, they're driving me crazy.
They're driving me crazy.
I can't stand these white knights.
Okay. 1985.
Yes.
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
The cast is insane.
Gregory Hines. Mm-hmm. As dance pals.
Dance Unlikely gross. Odd couple duo. Yep.
Isabella Rossellini. Being,
gorgeous.
Being a supermodel.
Lighting up the screen and everything she does.
Helen Mirren.
What?
Do you love... anti-Soviet propaganda? Do you love starting a dance movie like it's The Hunt for Red October? Do you love Prison Break? If you like all of these things with some insane classical ballet thrown in, and some other weird contemporary...
Thanks, Twyla Tharp. Yep, yep.
Then I have a movie for you. It's called White Knights. I have had a 30-something year break from White Knights.
Oh, wow.
But I will tell you, like, I saw it as a child when it came out, and I remember just little bits and pieces of it vividly.
Okay.
Vividly, like, I think about things from that movie to this day.
Yeah.
Including the piece off the beginning.
That is
which will is haunting. And it, but what's funny is I remember, I thought, this will be mega cheesy. It's going to be, and I watched it, I was fucking totally into it. I was on the edge of my fucking seat the whole thing. And you know what I realized? There's a song that goes with it. Lionel Richie's yes. Say You, Say Me. And I feel that just like Lionel Richie's Say You, Say Me, it's cheesy, it's schmaltzy, it's way over the top, and in the end, it gets you. And that's what happened to me watching it. But I think the big difference, and it has all those problems. It has those problems and more.
Yeah.
It has many problems. But I appreciate the effort, again, to make it about something beyond just dancing.
Yes.
And like, am I going to make it? Of course he's going to fucking make it. It's Mikhail fucking Baryshnikov. He's one of the greatest dancers of this period of time.
Yes.
Or the greatest.
Yeah.
He's like a Nureyev or a Nijinsky. He's like up there with those guys. So he's already a big star in the film. But I appreciate the effort to make a real movie and to also, instead of saying, like, you're going to play this, like, wild thing, they just say, okay, Mikhail, this is actually sort of your life.
Yeah.
So just read the scenes as if you were in the situation and just be yourself. And that, and I feel like because he knew he was a dancer and not an actor, you at least get the impression of a respect for acting and a effort.
Yes.
To, but like, he gave it his full effort. And you can say he's not a great actor. He's not as good as, of course he's not that good an actor. But it's good enough that it doesn't pull out and destroy scenes in the movie. Like, you're like, I'm going, but it's because they're just like, just be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just be yourself. Yeah. That's the easiest thing you can be.
Yes.
And react. Mm-hmm. And how about we give him three really good other actors, because it lifts you up.
Totally.
Instead of someone at your level and you pull each other down because nobody knows where you're going.
And then you just overact and then you're just shouting at each other. Yeah, like so many other scenes just could have devolved into something real terrible. I think you're right on, because the moments in the movie where his character was acting...
Terrible. Awful.
No, when they're like plotting their escape.
He couldn't lie.
Oh my god.
And none of them can really lie, which is interesting too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're simple, basic, honest people.
Yeah.
Who entertain for a living, but not in that way.
Well, Gregory Hines, his character's an actor. Kind of.
More so, like musical theater. Yeah. Like musical theater. But I mean, he is also the better actor.
Oh.
By a long shot. Yeah. And he got more challenging material.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, he made a monologue about Vietnam while he had to tap dance, and you're still just like, this is the most tragic thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he made it work, and it would read stupid.
When I started it, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I was like, hey, I still don't understand why you're in Russia, you American. Like, why would you choose this life? And then, as it goes on, you're like,
he's a defector.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
He's a defector.
And then
they're opposite defectors.
Yeah, yeah. Which I didn't fully buy in the script on the Gregory Hines character's part. Like, I get it. He's like draft dodging, right? Is that why he did it?
Because he was in the war. That's what that whole monologue was right. about.
But then like being re-enlisted or something, like.
Well, I think that, see, we were so. Russia is such a mystery because it was so closed off that you think of this idea of communism and you think that is good. That is equal.
And
all people will be treated equal, even though they were racist as fuck. But he doesn't understand that.
Right.
So
right.
he goes in on that ideal. And once you're in, there's no getting out and there's no going back.
Right. Okay.
That's what I think they're trying to sell to you. Mean, I do know there were defectors into Russia.
Like what? I was just missing that.
That shit
context.
Happened, but like, it's sort of. But it's the same for someone like I think they called him Nikolai. I just kept thinking of Mikhail Brzezinski.
Yeah.
But when he defected, which he really did in real life, if he went back, he would be arrested immediately. Like, there's no getting out.
Right. Right. So, which is why he freaks out when the plane crashes.
We're landing in Russia.
He rips up his passport. He's just gonna throws it in the toilet,
and then they recover.
The acting on the plane during the plane crash is wild.
Guys, so good.
One of the stewardess gets elbowed in the face by the other stewardess. And his manager is just like flailing her arms.
I like how they're crashing inside a Cheesecake Factory. Like that plane. There used to be planes like that too.
The
like
double
the British
story.
Airways
yeah,
with the
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
like twirling staircase going up. Just so dangerous and it's so ridiculous,
huge.
Right? Shift like rolling every like now you would never have a loose table that fucking rolls and gives them a concussion.
Yeah, this like, runaway car so that's
dangerous.
Like
dun-dun-dun-dun. But I love too they spend the money
they crashed a full plane. That's pretty wild to see. Like
they crashed a plane and there was absolutely pristine location shooting when they couldn't shoot on location.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
None of that shit is Russia, because in 1985, you could not go into Russia and say, hey, we're making an anti-Soviet propaganda film. Mind if we
bring Mikhail Baryshnikov back and shoot?
So this is, like, all very, very
intricately picked
out. Like, that theater they're in, I'm like, that's a fucking Russian like, that's the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where Nureyev, I totally bought it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was just beautiful and just grungy enough that it was perfect. And his apartment was perfect. Like, everything was great. And I also, they weren't afraid to, like, it's the money. like, unlike something like A Chorus Line, it felt so much less claustrophobic because they were outside, they were inside, you got a sense of place and space.
Yes.
Even when he, like, when he first wakes up and they're babysitting him, that's kind of weird, but they just give him this guy, and they're like, hey, you two weirdo entertainer hippie-ass weirdos, you're gonna watch this guy, and they're working for them.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay. And he tries to escape, and he runs out, and there is nowhere to go.
No one.
Just
it's
a
just
field.
Barren. And it,
yeah.
It,
it's scary.
It's exactly what I picture when I think of Russia. Like, there are these just tiny parts that are beautiful, and just these gems that, but in everything else is just this, like, I just think gray. It's just concrete. It's gray. Lifeless.
Yeah.
I hate Russia.
I've never been, but it's still not a fun place. No. Like, it's, I thought it, like, well, this is where Nureyev and the, or where Nijinsky, and he's like, yeah, and they all left too.
Yeah.
Like Baryshnikov, he is a bitch. He is arrogant, but he is not having this. Like, he would rather die than stay, she makes very clear.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to die either. He wants to worm his way out of it. I'll tell you my dream part that I never got as a little girl, and that's being the Russian kid that calls Mikhail Baryshnikov a pervert. Like, it's my favorite part of the whole movie.
Full future KGB party leader.
So he's...
tries to attack him with this stick.
Like, this wet man jumps in this little... And he's like, hey, children. This is all in Russian.
Yeah.
But he's like, I danced with your teacher. And they're like, no, you didn't. We know everybody our teacher danced with. And, like, the lead little girl, like, picks up a fucking, like, club. And comes out,
get out of here,
you
pervert.
She rips up the note, like, throws it in his face, and he's just like, you little fucking shit. He's like crawling back at the
You're gonna run this country one day.
That's a great part. But
she was,
I love all the stuff of Baryshnikov just, like, tiptoeing all over this building, risking his life, jumping from window to window. That prison break scene is my favorite thing. Like, I was just like, huh, because I forgot how it turned out.
Yeah.
I was like, is she going to get across? I did, like, one of them has to go back.
Not make it. Yeah, that's too happy.
Yeah. But, I mean, interesting, one of the few things about the movie to me that's really unbelievable is the end. How they're like, oh, we found somebody to trade you with.
Loophole, here
but
we go.
They couldn't shoot you.
No.
They couldn't do it.
No, that would be, because it's
horrible.
It's already
ending.
A pretty bleak movie, and that would just, like, send you right to
and
the
he is so good. You're like, he says, don't shoot me in the back. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Here's my recast for this movie.
Okay.
I would like the KGB guy.
Yeah.
To be played by Alan Rickman.
Oh, he would have been great.
Yeah, I just think, unfortunately, he did put a dent in it more than someone like Baryshnikov. He was too mustache-twirling,
too
giddy with what was going on. And I wanted someone who was just like, this is my fucking job, and I'll kill you if I have to. I don't want to, but I will.
That's the thing.
And he was way too, like, you can't feel like he's threatened by them.
No. He's just cartoonish in his, like...
He was terrible. It's really unfortunate.
It's not great.
It's not... I mean, the movie still happens. It's fine. And it still would be silly.
Yeah.
But I think a better, more focused villain who was more just about doing the job and being really competent...
Yes.
...would be scarier than somebody who was easy to emotionally manipulate.
You want to, you know, hate your villains, but you want to... You don't want to... Like, every time he came on screen, I was like, oh, God.
I know. It wasn't the best casting.
No.
Most of the other people were fine. I thought his manager was kind of weak, too. But she didn't have very much to do.
Oscar winner. But, she... Even in her scenes, she was trying to do more to get herself, like... It was just off. Something about it was off.
You almost want to be like, don't fucking upstage Baryshnikov. That's not what you're here for.
No.
Just be the manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be weird. Yeah,
she was
weird.
She was making big choices, I think, for the sake of making choices.
Yeah. The leads are great. Mirren is great.
Mirren
is wild.
Fuck.
She is so good.
When he's dancing at her and she's just sobbing on stage while that, like, Russian folk music plays or whatever, it's just, she's such a good actor.
Yeah, she's all of his three supports are really impressive, and they help him a lot.
They do.
They really help him a lot. They make him seem more realized and more legit.
Yeah.
And it makes his situation seem more realized as well.
Yeah.
So that really helps it.
I think the casting was brilliant, like, casting him, you know, perfect, because, yeah, that's his lived situation. Spoiler alert, it was Toronto he first defected to. And then having these great actors surround him. Yeah. Center stage level casting, really.
Oh, totally. I mean, I don't know what I think I, like many movies that we've talked about that are kind of cheesy, I over-enjoy this.
Sure.
But I would think it fairly could get, like, a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you'd go less.
I...
You weren't that into it.
No.
Yeah.
No, so the first time I watched it, it was a pirated version, and there were no subtitles, so I was
That's rough.
And it's in Russian and French and English, so I was like, oh, maybe it's... Because there's some movies where it's like, it's a choice.
Yeah, they don't want you to know.
Yeah, it's mostly in English. And then it got to a point, I was like, I'm missing a lot, I think. And and then I rewatched it, and I was like, I still kind of got it. It just... Not my favorite.
Yeah.
Super enjoyable, the dance sequences.
That opening dance sequence is fucking iconic.
It's stunning.
And it was a good... It sets the tone of like, oh yeah, this is a star. Like, there's no question about it, right? Because it is so stunning. Mm-hmm. Again, it's very pro-America, anti-Soviet. Yes. Like, and I would say it goes as far as to say it's, like, propaganda.
But they do, like...
It's shades of gray.
Yeah, and he points out a lot of problems with the states and with the sort of military machine. Like, a better dance movie than a lot of them are.
Yeah, like, it's a good effort.
And I would say it's more of a movie about a dancer than a dance movie. Same with Billy Elliot.
Yeah, there's not huge sequences of dancing.
No.
You get the big treat off the top.
Yeah.
And then you get little treats all the way through it, but they are smaller.
And you realize it's not what it's about. It's not about the dance sequences. No. There's this move he does in the opening sequence where he falls on the ground, his legs go in the air, and then he just, like, slowly lowers his whole body, and all he's got on the ground are his forearms. And you're just like, what the fuck? How are you? You're just one big piece of fucking muscle.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's
all the business
crazy.
He does with the tables and the chairs too. It's
just
so
one like
good.
Little hop up right onto a table. It's like, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
It's so good.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems great. I think it's worth a look.
Yeah.
If you like ballet.
Yeah.
And you like a little Hunt for Red October intrigue.
Very 80s as well.
Oh. So 80s.
Very
like, it's
80s.
When you turn on and you're like, oh my god, you can't listen to this contraband, and it's the lamest.
Yeah, it's bad.
80s shit
bad,
you have ever
bad pop
heard.
Rock.
Yeah. Like, it's say you, say me. I have to tell
Phil
you.
Phil Collins.
When I first started here at our company, mm-hmm. up till really now, but there would be times I was leaving work, and I would walk by a studio and I would see like a couple of male dancers like working on pirouettes or something, and that song would just come into my head.
I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. People in the park playing games in the dark, and what they played was a masquerade. From behind the walls of doubt, a voice was crying out.
They'll be friends forever.
That's totally, it's not gay. But that was probably my most fun to watch for me.
Yeah.
That prison break. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm just going to braid this curtain.
Yes.
We're going to go out in the cover at 4 a.m. in the broad daylight. Why? White nights.
White nights. So that sequence never ends. So I'm like, oh my god. And then Gregory Hines is like distracting.
He's like,
the main bad dude.
The bad guy.
While they're having vodka. And then in the other room, they're listening to like the tape recorder of Gregory Hines in the apartment.
They've
like,
done a full Speed. Remember in Speed when they did the tape of them? That...
Yes.
Dennis Hopper was watching, and then he was like, no! It's, they taped themselves arguing, like, on a cassette tape.
Yeah.
and it plays music.
Because there's
and
mics. His suite is mic'd.
Everything is bugged.
Yeah.
And then because it's the 80s, the tape gets to the end and it flips, like, and goes the other way, and then they start arguing again. Yeah. But they're already out of the apartment!
Oh my god!
It's Speed.
It's, yeah.
And this is before Speed, so I say Speed.
Speed copied
White Might
have
Nights. Watched White Nights.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So, Mikkel, my favorite star of this, The Muppet Show, I love you.
Yeah.
Very good job. And yeah. You're probably the only dancer ever to have a full motion picture around you. Dancing.
Some dancing. I love dance movies. I've always loved dance movies. Some honorable mentions I want to throw out there. Two art documentaries. One is called Pina. It's a documentary about Pina Bausch, who's a choreographer. And it was after she died, and the whole thing's just like a love letter to her. It's all her dancers. It's just like a series of dance pieces, and then they kind of like talk about her a bit. Very ethereal. It's really good. It's really well done. Another really good documentary is Rise, which is all about crumping. I don't know if you remember crumping from the 2000s.
I do.
And it goes into like these different like crump groups, and there's like these competitions that they go to, and then it becomes about the people, and very Paris is Burning. Let's wrap this up.
We'll be back either in separated form or together
or speech to text Stephen Hawking situation.
Oh dear,
where we just write it all out.
That's not great. But we are going to continue with the podcast in some way, shape, or form, whether it's here or whether it's like a phone thing. But we're going to figure it out. We might also try to do some Instagram goodies for you guys.
Yeah.
Because we want to keep you and ourselves entertained.
Yes. Because it's a lot of time at home. Well, until next time.
Farewell.
Stay sane. Stay safe.
Stay
wash your
healthy.
Fucking hands. Don't touch your face.
And watch movies.
And watch a lot of movies.
Watch movies. And we will be back next month. Bye, everybody.
Bye. And we're dancing.
Like braid the curtains, throw them across.
Pull yourself out your window.
I'm gonna jump over, and then I'm gonna be like, "Okay, pregnant Isabella, you can come next."
Gregory, no! I'm not leaving without him.
Oh my god! When she slid to the middle and just hung there, I was like, "You men better get on this." And they jiggle her until she gets there, and it's this like frayed rope. I was like, "Oh my god!"
This could have gone better.
Yeah.